Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about taking a gap year. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Upon completing secondary school, most students wanting to get a university education go directly to university. However, some students take a year off before continuing their studies. They use this time to do things for themselves, such as work, travel, or even volunteer. Exciting as this may sound, there are certain issues that need to be considered before taking this step. On the one hand, many students believe it is beneficial to take a gap year, as it gives them a chance to relax, both mentally and physically, after the stress they have experienced while sitting their university entrance exams. In addition, they assert that a year's break improves their motivation and commitment, so they are more likely to achieve higher grades while they are at university. Besides, the experiences students acquire during their gap year make them more mature, so they are more aware of what they really want to do with their lives. And finally, the skills acquired during the year off, especially if it is spent working, strengthen their CV, which will prove useful to their future career. On the other hand, there are some students who believe that gapping is counterproductive. More specifically, when students leave the academic environment for an extended period, they get out of the habit of regular studying and lose their study skills. Even worse, if they spend a year doing other activities, they find it difficult to return to a strict study routine, so they may end up abandoning their academic ambitions completely. Moreover, should they decide to further their studies, undergraduates who have taken a gap year will be older than their fellow students, which may affect their social life negatively. Last but not least, gap year students often lose contact with old school friends as they do not proceed with their studies together. All in all, it is apparent that taking a gap year after finishing school has both pros and cons. In the end, it is a life-changing decision that requires careful consideration.
Now listen to the extract again.
Upon completing secondary school, most students wanting to get a university education go directly to university. However, some students take a year off before continuing their studies. They use this time to do things for themselves, such as work, travel, or even volunteer. Exciting as this may sound, there are certain issues that need to be considered before taking this step. On the one hand, many students believe it is beneficial to take a gap year, as it gives them a chance to relax, both mentally and physically, after the stress they have experienced while sitting their university entrance exams. In addition, they assert that a year's break improves their motivation and commitment, so they are more likely to achieve higher grades while they are at university. Besides, the experiences students acquire during their gap year make them more mature, so they are more aware of what they really want to do with their lives. And finally, the skills acquired during the year off, especially if it is spent working, strengthen their CV, which will prove useful to their future career. On the other hand, there are some students who believe that gapping is counterproductive. More specifically, when students leave the academic environment for an extended period, they get out of the habit of regular studying and lose their study skills. Even worse, if they spend a year doing other activities, they find it difficult to return to a strict study routine, so they may end up abandoning their academic ambitions completely. Moreover, should they decide to further their studies, undergraduates who have taken a gap year will be older than their fellow students, which may affect their social life negatively. Last but not least, gap year students often lose contact with old school friends as they do not proceed with their studies together. All in all, it is apparent that taking a gap year after finishing school has both pros and cons. In the end, it is a life-changing decision that requires careful consideration.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.